Angels in the Gloom by Anne Perry. To my father, Henry Hume, scientific advisor to the Admiralty, World War II. Beyond that whisper, going to look for angels in the gloom. Siegfried Sassoon. Chapter 1. Joseph lay on his face in the ice-filmed mud. Earlier in the night, a score of men had gone over the top in a raid on the German trenches. They had taken a couple of prisoners, but been hit by a hail of fire on the way back. They had scrambled over the parapet, wounded, bleeding, and without Doughy Ward and Tucky Nunn.
"I think Doughy's bought it,"
Barshi Gee had said miserably, his face hollow-eyed in the brief glare of a star shell.
"But Tucky was still alive."
There was no choice. Under a barrage from their own guns, three of them went to look for him. The noise of the heavy mortars was deafening, but when they eased, Joseph could hear the quick, sharper rattle of machine guns. As the flare died, he lifted his head to look again across the craters, the torn wire, and the few shattered tree stumps still left. Something moved in the mud. Joseph crawled forward again as quickly as he could. The thin ice cracked under his weight, but he could hear nothing over the guns. He must get to Tucky without sliding into any of the huge, water-filled holes. Men had drowned in them before now. He shuddered at the thought. At least they had not been gassed this week, so there were no deadly, choking fumes in the hollows. Another flare went up, and he lay still. Then, as it faded, he moved forward as rapidly as he could, feeling his way to avoid the remnants of spent shells.